The most terrifying story has been about what happened in Mexico, about the people from South Carolina who were going to Mexico to get a medical procedure done. And that is not all that unusual. I know people that go to Mexico, go to other countries in Europe to get medical. They call it medical tourism. I'd love to talk to you or send me a text if that's something you've done. Blake Berman is on the phone. Blake is our News Nation chief Washington correspondent, and he's been covering this story. What's the latest, Blake? I hear they're doing a big press conference at 2:30. We're going to be paying attention to that, but what do you know so far?
Yeah, that will come from the Secretary of State, Anthony Blinken, who will be speaking in about 5-10 minutes time here in Washington, Lisa. Just a horrifying and tragic situation involving four Americans, as you mentioned, from South Carolina. They were traveling to Mexico. They were kidnapped, and two of them, it's been confirmed, were killed during that kidnapping. Another person, one of the four, was wounded, and the other one was left unharmed, we believe. So two of them killed. Two of them have now since returned home, or at least back to the United States, and we believe maybe that is part of what Anthony Blinken, the Secretary of State, will talk about. But there are obvious questions about this case and what happened and just the horrible tragedy involving the two Americans who were kidnapped and then murdered in Mexico. But then also the unfortunately bigger picture as well, or at least the other picture, which is the violence that continues to go on involving Mexican cartels that spills over either happens in Mexico involving U.S. citizens, or B, spills over into many, many parts of the country in the U.S. There were lots of questions about that at the White House today, Lisa, as to whether or not the U.S. sort of needs to change its posture and take this on head on inside Mexico. There have been several Republican lawmakers here in Washington who are calling on the president and on the White House to do just that, to use U.S. military force in some cases inside Mexico. The White House, though, not yet willing to touch that possibility. And the Mexican president is saying that President Biden has assured him that Mexico will remain a sovereign nation and that the U.S. will respect its sovereignty.
Yes, I can only imagine. 45 million people or more visit Mexico every year from the U.S. and other destinations with absolutely no problem. And that country relies on that tourism. But where these people crossed out of Texas into Matamoros, that particular state is the most violent in Mexico, right? That's where all the cartels are located?
There's a State Department has since re-upped its warning travel advisory involving that specific area. The White House was asked today about whether American citizens should be traveling to Mexico, by and large, obviously a massive country geographically and population-wise. They basically said, look, if you're going to Mexico, go to the State Department's website and see where these travel warnings and advisories are. I was on it today, Lisa. There's many of them involving, certain regions and different types of warnings. But look, there's really two issues here, two big issues involving Mexico, the cartels, and what's happening with the U.S. There's the violence. When you look at U.S. citizens who have been killed worldwide in 2021 and the first 6 months of 2022, according to the State Department, there were 148 Americans who were killed. 100 of them, so you're talking about more than two in three, were murdered inside Mexico. And that's the most recent numbers over the last 18 months, according to the State Department. Then there's the issue of fentanyl. When you look at fentanyl and fentanyl-related deaths in 2022, it was over 110,000 Americans inside the U.S. who were killed because of fentanyl, much of that having to do with Mexico because it crosses the Mexican border into the U.S. That number, by the way, Lisa, has doubled in just 2 years' time. So that's why, when I talked about, obviously, this is just an awful, tragic case involving these four people from South Carolina and just the horror that they had to experience, two of them losing their lives. But then, over here at the White House today, there were lots of questions about, what exactly is the administration doing about this bigger issue that's affecting so many people.
I've been going to Mexico for 35 years. I've always felt relatively safe, even though I've been through a lot of checkpoints when they've been searching for drug kingpins and those type of people. But I've never once driven a vehicle in Mexico, because it's my understanding in Mexico, if you're in an accident, you are guilty until proven innocent. And these four people from South Carolina that were down there for medical tourism, getting some kind of medical procedure done, they weren't targeted, right? They were mistaken, or there was there a shootout?
There's reports that the cartel might have, or the cartel in this case that was involved, might have mistaken them for Haitian smugglers. We don't have that confirmed. There's a report out there. The White House didn't really want to get involved when asked about that today. Obviously, there's HIPAA rules, you know, in place here, and obviously privacy concerns that the families have asked for in this case. But, you know, there is some reporting out there that this could potentially be a case of mistaken identity. Either way, you know, it's awful violence involving four Americans.
Yeah, and what does Mexico do now? Because spring break kicks off in the next week or two, and millions of Americans will be flooding south of the border.
Yeah, and again, you know, like, as I mentioned, big country. The White House was asked today, what would you say to Americans traveling there? You could just simply go to the State Department's website. I was looking through it myself today, Lisa. There are different sort of classifications and obviously different geographies. So if you're going down there anytime soon, obviously not for me or for you, or even really the White House didn't even want to jump in on it today. They just deferred to the State Department, saying basically, give that website and give that map a look.
Yeah, we noticed a few weeks ago that some of the State Department warnings were changing, and we got our expert on travel, Peter Greenberg, on the air, and he said those were mostly seasonal, and I think many people just look past them and go, I think I'll be okay, and make that judgment call. It'll be interesting to see whether the White House makes a firm statement on whether people should adhere to those state guidelines and those travel warnings.
And we'll see here in about what time is it, another few minutes or so, what the Secretary of State, Anthony Blinken, has to say, and if he's asked about it, takes a question on it.
Thank you, Blake. We'll be following the story.
Have a great day. See you.
Blake Berman, News Nation Chief Washington Correspondent.